the golden ratio in the micro world. Geometrical shapes are by no means limited to triangles, squares, pentagons, or hexagons. These shapes can also come together in various ways and produce new three-dimensional geometrical ones. The cube and the pyramid are the first examples that can be cited. In addition to these, however, there are also such three-dimensional shapes as the tetrahedron, octahedron, dodecahedron, icosahedron, hexahedron, that we may never encounter in our daily lives and whose names we may never even have heard of. The dodecahedron consists of 12 pentagonal faces and the icosahedron of 20 triangular ones. Scientists have discovered that these shapes can all mathematically turn into one another, and that these transformations take place with ratios linked to the golden ratio. Three-dimensional forms that contain the golden ratio are very widespread in microorganisms. Many viruses have an icosahedron shape. The best known of these is the adenovirus. The protein sheath of the adenovirus consists of 252 protein subunits, all regularly set out. The 12 subunits in the corners of the icosahedron are in the shape of pentagonal prisms. Rod-like structures protrude from these corners. The first people to discover that viruses came in shapes containing the golden ratio were Aaron Klug and Donald Caspar from Birkbeck College in London in the 1950s. The first virus they established this in was in the poliovirus. The Rhino-14 virus has the same shape as the poliovirus.
Why is it that viruses have shapes based on the golden ratio, shapes that are hard for us even to visualize? Aaron Klug, who discovered these shapes, explains.
My colleague Donald Caspar and I showed that the design of these viruses could be explained in terms of a generalization of icosahedral symmetry that allows identical units to be related to each other in a quasi-equivalent way with a small measure of internal flexibility. We enumerated all the possible designs which have similarities to the geodesic domes designed by the architect R. Buckminster Fuller. However, whereas Fuller's domes have to be assembled following a fairly elaborate code, the design of the virus shell allows it to build itself. Klug's description once again reveals a manifest truth. There is a sensitive planning and a perfect structure even in viruses, regarded by scientists as one of the simplest and smallest living things. This structure is a great deal more successful than and superior to those of Buckminster Fuller, one of the world's most eminent architects.
The dodecahedron and icosahedron also appear in the silica skeletons of radiolarians, single-celled marine organisms. Structures based on these two geometric shapes, like the regular dodecahedron, with feet-like structures protruding from each corner and the various formations on their surfaces, make up the varying beautiful bodies of the radiolarians.